And if you're still looking for a holiday gift, it's your lucky day because Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst is here with us in the studio with some of her picks for some of the best cookbooks that came out this year. Kathy, great to see you as always.
Great to be here as always.
And what do you look for in a cookbook?
Well, there were so many this year that my office, I look like a hoarder. There's just these tunnels of cookbooks. So I decided Ina has a new book. Mario has a new book. Bourdain has a new book. Like, what do I do? And I thought, I want new flavors. I don't need a new roast chicken. I don't need a new pasta sauce. I want brand new flavors. So that's what motivated me. So we're going to start with that noodle dish you have in front of you.
These are dishes that you found in some of these cookbooks.
Yeah. You mean the one that's already empty?
The one that you kind
of
love already.
Oh, wow.
This is from a book called All Under Heaven, Recipes from the 35 Cuisines of China by Carolyn Phillips. Mm-hmm. And she lived in Taiwan for 8 years and then traveled through all the regions of China. This book is 513 pages. There are no photographs. There are these charming illustrations that the author drew. And the recipes are so interesting. So usually you have sesame noodles cold, right? How many times have you ordered? These are hot.
Yep.
And they have a spice and they have a depth of flavor. You add some of the pasta water to make the sauce creamy.
Oh, that's what does it. You cook it. That's like sometimes you can make spaghetti. You cook the spaghetti,
all the
ingredients together, and it comes out in this creamy way.
Right, because the starch from the water. So you make the sauce in a wok, and then you boil udon noodles or wheat noodles, and then you drain them and add them and add some of the pasta water, and you get this fabulous creamy dish.
Well, let me ask you, because you got your next book also we're going to hear of is from Taste of Persia. These ingredients, can you get them everywhere? Can you get the peanut paste that's in here?
Everywhere. Okay. I live in southern Maine. If it's in my grocery store, you can get it everywhere, trust me. Okay, moving along. The next book, this I just went nuts for, is called Persia, A Cook's Travel Through Armenia, Azerbaijan, Georgia, Iran, and Kurdistan. Mm-hmm. And this is by Naomi Duguid. And talk about new flavors. This, you know, you only hear about these countries in the news, and it's usually bad news. Well, this is good news. It turns out there are exotic, wonderful flavors in Persian cooking that we have yet to learn about. So you have in the
red
dish.
You've made us wait.
I have made you wait. I told them not to taste this ahead of going on air. This is yogurt that I drained for about half an hour so it thickened. Then I sauteed fresh spinach. Mm. And then you have caramelized onions on top, toasted walnuts. But here's the key. See this here? This is saffron water. Mm-hmm. I took a pinch of saffron and a little warm water. It gets that gorgeous saffron orange color, and you drizzle that over the yogurt and the spinach, and then isn't that unusual?
Amazing.
Really good.
It's amazing.
I could just eat that all afternoon.
Okay, by the way, if you're at home saying, so could I, what is it again? Taste of Persia.
Taste of Persia, yep.
The other All Under Heaven. We'll have all of this at hereandnow.org, so don't worry now. Just luxuriate.
Just enjoy that Robin and Jeremy are having a delicious lunch. Just feel good about that.
It looks like you've got dessert here as well.
Yeah, but we're going to segue with kind of a tea cake. This is from a new book called Golden, Sweet and Savory Baked Goods from the Oven of London's Honey and Company. And this is a bakery in London that I had not heard of. This is a book by Itamar Srulovich and Sarit Packer. Lot of Middle Eastern flavors. This is a spiced carrot and walnut cake. Very fragrant and super moist, isn't it? Like with a cup of coffee or with an afternoon tea or as dessert. I've been eating it for breakfast, unfortunately. But what I love about this book is that the recipes, I've tried several of them, are perfect. They come out perfect. But some of the language is very flowery. Like, for instance, at the end of the carrot cake recipe, they say, quote, the end result should be lovely and springy to the touch.
Oh, you mean flowery with a W.
Yes, yes. Like, usually I don't like language like that, particularly when I bake because it feels vague, but it worked and it was perfect.
Okay.
You know, we need to make high tea a thing again and have
high
these.
Tea.
Yeah.
Let's do a segment on high tea.
Right, yeah.
Oh, there we go. Two-hour show, two-hour tea.
Right,
okay.
Right.
And last but not least is Dory's Cookie by Dory Greenspan. And you may wonder, how could cookies possibly be new flavors?
Or a chocolate chip cookie.
Exactly. I took the most basic cookie out of this huge book of fabulous recipes. This chocolate chip cookie has some very interesting spices. And I don't know if they come through because they're very subtle. There's nutmeg in there and coriander. and there's sea salt in there.
I'll taste.
And I think it's the perfect crunch and chocolate balance. And you get a little bit of something that you're not quite sure what it is, and that's the coriander and the nutmeg. But this book is wonderful. She writes the most precise recipes. It's like being led by the hand by a real professional. And there are some really fabulous savory cookie recipes in there.
You mean like with rosemary and stuff?
Rosemary and parmesan. And then I did one with fennel seeds and sea salt. It's just a fabulous collection of cookie recipes.
Okay. And you still are into cookbooks. I know you're a cookbook author yourself, your new book, Soup Swap. But you're still into cookbooks, even though there are all those recipes out there online.
You know, I read them like people read travel books.
Yeah.
I dream. I get ideas. I find inspiration. And if you take a look at the number of new cookbooks published this year, it is not a dying art, for sure. Yeah. And we have a list of other books as well.
And plus you get to spill on them, and then your, you know, heirs can see that. Here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst again. Everything at the website. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.